What is going on, Colts Nation? I am Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast. Well, actually, just a host today. Jamal is not with us today. Hey, but let's talk free agency. Free agency is officially here, folks. Chris Ballard and company, they've already started cooking by reinvesting into their own players that were due for contracts, like they should. Alongside that, a few many splash pickups were done, 1 to 2. Let's keep it short and sweet over here on day one and go over briefly kind of what has happened so far with the Indianapolis Colts during the tampering period and the start of free agency. And as always, everyone, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts. Colts Nation, this is the best way to support us as it gets our video out to other passionate Colts fans just like yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, it is completely free. All right. So, free agency. I think I have this in chronological order. So let's get started. Zaire Franklin. He was actually, I believe, under contract for 2024, but they said, nah, you build different. And he's going to remain in place with us for a while because he got a new contract. 3-year, $31 million extension for the linebacker. I'm happy about this. I'm a big Zaire fan. We keep one of the best tacklers in the NFL. I think he finished second last season in total tackles, and he definitely would have finished first if he didn't miss a game. But you know, it's hard to play all 17 games. It really is. So you gotta have depth pieces, and we're gonna get into that in a little bit. But happy to see it. Zaire Franklin is a dog. He's one of the beating hearts on our defense, and we got him back for the long run. Another big signing in house, Michael Pittman Jr. He'll be staying in Indianapolis. We knew he was going to stay on for at least a year with the franchise tag. While, you know, just in case if they didn't work out a deal, hey, you're going to play on this franchise tag. You're going to make X amount of money. I think it was close to what his new contract is. It might have been like 20, 21, 22 million. But this deal's worth, I think, $71.5 million potential, guaranteed $46 million for 3 years. Perfect. I think this is great. I like 3-year deals. 3 years good. 3-year extension for Michael Pittman Jr. So franchise tag who? Nobody. Our wide receiver one is here to stay. In my heart, I knew they were going to get it done. It just seemed like there was a lot of back and forth going on. That's why, you know, he had to tag him just to make sure, hey, I need some more wiggle room so we can work things out. And I'm glad both sides came to an agreement. Michael Pittman Jr., I got his jersey on right now. I believe he's underrated, and he's going to be until the Colts are on the map and he continues balling out. I just think that's how it's going to be. But I'm glad he got his money. I know he says he wants to stay with a team long term, you know, for the entirety of his career, basically. So love to see it. Welcome back, Michael Pittman. Welcome back, Zaire Franklin. Tyquan Lewis, 2-year deal. Believe $12 million. So, you know, Tyquan Lewis. I've always liked Tyquan Lewis. He was just he's always been not available. I can't remember a year where he's played double-digit games, except last season, because he had his best season with us. I think he appeared in all 17 games. That is awesome. Perfect timing for him to get healthy. He's an important depth piece for the Colts. And there's been, look, Ballard has invested in this D-line, and we're going to keep going here. Grover Stewart, 3-year, $39 million contract. Another top priority was to retain Big Grove, and we did it. Elite run stopper, probably like top five. Like, he's that good when it comes to the run defense game. The games he missed last year, you know, it showed how much of an impact he really has in that department. And our defensive line, it's vital. It's vital in this Gus Bradley defense, and he's a big part of it. So great to see Grover Stewart back. A lot of in-house signings, like I said. Rigoberto Sanchez, 3 years, $7.5 million contract. Great punter. You know, he's coming back from that torn Achilles. If I'm not mistaken, he didn't have any touchbacks last year on his punts that reached inside the 20-yard line. So really, really impressive stuff there. So welcome back, Sanchez. Kenny Moore. This is a big one. Kung Fu Kenny, 3 year, $30 million contract. Highest paid slot cornerback in the league now. And he, you know, Kenny Moore, you know, he sat out, training camp a little bit because he wanted to get paid. He wanted an extension. So he put his foot down. Of course, he still played, you know, nothing got done, but he balled out last season. Whether it was at the nickel position or out wide, he was putting in work. So really, really glad to see him back. Phenomenal tackler. He's mean with it. We had to keep Moore. I think he was top priority too. A lot of these players were top priority. We had to keep him. Our cornerback group, very thin. We still need to add a vet in free agency. Still holding out for Legarius Sneed. We'll see if that happens, or we need to draft an all-star cornerback in the draft. All right, here is a outside free agent signing. Raekwon Davis, big boy, 2 year, $14 million contract, $7 million guaranteed. It was our first move for an outside free agent, and it's a great one. Raekwon Davis, he's a massive guy, but he brings depth behind Grover Stewart. Didn't really have a true nose tackle behind Stewart before, so, you know, Raekwon Davis, last season with Miami, he played that depth role. He played nose tackle for Miami last season. So this is an awesome upgrade. He's basically just switching teams, going to play the same role. Sure, he won't start, but having a solid rotation, I think that's really important. It can preserve our starter stamina, makes our run defense more optimal. So I think we're going to be more consistent moving forward in that department. Ronnie Harrison. Hybrid linebacker, safety, returns on a one-year deal. More in-house signings. I like this one a lot. Harrison's versatility provides an interesting depth to the Colts. He can slot into a few roles on our defense. I like it. Jannard Avery, re-signed. One-year deal. He was on IR last season, has experience. He's a veteran. So we'll see if he can carve an impactful role in defensive line in 2024. But you know, that's like what that's four D lines signings. I mean, we're making sure this defensive line is straight. Let's talk about some players that left. Gardner Minshew. He's getting 2 years, $25 million with $15 million fully guaranteed with the Las Vegas Raiders. Like I said in a previous episode, Minshew was going to be tough to re-sign. He made his first Pro Bowl with the Colts, so his market value skyrocketed. He played meaningful football for us and now has a shot to start for the Raiders. You know, there was no way we were going to almost quadruple his annual salary to sit behind Anthony Richardson. Just wasn't going to happen. Shout out to Minshew, and I wish him well over there when he doesn't play the Colts. So this just happened as I was recording. Joe Flacco is an Indianapolis Colt. Former Browns QB and NFL Comeback Player of the Year winner Joe Flacco reached agreement with the Indianapolis Colts. Per sources, it's a one-year deal worth up to $8.7 million, including $4.5 million guaranteed. Flacco to Indy, all according to Adam Schefter. And it looks like James Boyd has confirmed this on Twitter/X as well. Wow. Just, you know, I was asking the question, what are we going to do at the backup QB position, you know, since we don't have Gardner Minshew anymore? And I thought in my head, I was like, wow, Joe Flacco would be awesome. And it actually happened. Flacco can be a great mentor to Richardson. He's also a high-quality backup, replacing Minshew, former Super Bowl champion. I think he can help our future Super Bowl champion in his development. Look at Ballard cooking, man. I love it. Slow but steady. Joe Flacco to the Indianapolis Colts. Hopefully, you know, Anthony Richardson is good to go by week one. But, you know, if rehab takes a step back, we do have Joe Flacco who can step in who just, I mean, he absolutely killed it for the Browns for those few games and then blew up in the playoffs, of course. Let's continue on free agents that we didn't retain, some in-house free agents. Zach Moss. The Bengals cut Joe Mixon and signed Zach Moss to a 2-year, $8 million contract. You know, Moss, he proved, and I have read receipts. I have receipts on for some of you. I remember people were calling Zach Moss a bag of chips in that trade. Nope, not today. He proved he was more than a backup for us. He posted career numbers when Taylor was on the shelf. You know, another guy who got to shine in the right circumstances. So shout out to Zach Moss. Good luck in Cincy. Isaiah McKenzie, you know, after he got suspended with alongside Tony Brown, I felt like the writing was on the wall. He was out of here. I don't even know what happened. I still to this day, I mean, that happened months ago. We don't even know what happened. At least I don't. I don't know if anything has kind of surfaced on what actually happened. But McKenzie ended up signing with the New York Giants. New York Giants keep poaching players away from us. They've taken a few former Colts like Paris Campbell, Bobby Okereke. Not going to miss him, to be honest. I think we can fill that void pretty easily. And that's everyone, I believe. I will say, and I'm refreshing Twitter right now, that, you know, L'Jarius Sneed, let's hope the Chiefs and Colts can make it happen. It really looks like, you know, they're trying to decide if they want to keep Sneed or not. So he might not be available. But if he is, the Colts are from what I've read and heard, they're a strong front runner. It sounds like the Colts really want to add a vet cornerback. So that's going to be big. That's really big for us in a room that's really thin right now. So, hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.